Hi, I'm Graham Harper, and you're listening to Drive Time on Siren FM with Alex Levchuk.
Thank you very much, Graham. Good afternoon, Jodie Orton. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you, Alex. And yourself?
You don't want to go there. It's been, just don't go there. And also, good afternoon to Chloe Baker.
Hello.
How are you?
Hello, I'm well, thank you.
Marvellous. We'll hear more from Chloe, etc. Online, we have ace singer-songwriter who's going to be appearing in Lincoln at the Jolly Brewer this very weekend. Of course, the legend that is Tallulah Randall. Are you there, Tallulah?
I am indeed.
Splendid. We've got a wonderful track all lined up and set and ready to go. But making his debut in the studio on Siren for just, I believe, his second ever radio interview, we have the aforementioned director of the upcoming digital festival, Frequency, Barry Hale. How are you, Barry?
Very well, thank you, Alex.
Excellent. Now, for the benefit of Tallulah, and I shall pass over her latest mind-blowing album there, which is called Alive, a wonderful concept album with DVD performance and a whole heap of other goodies, etc. What is it that's magical about this digital arts festival that we call, or that we've called, Frequency?
Well, the thing that's important for us is that everybody recognises this is a festival for everyone. So we've chosen works, a range of different works. Some are interactive, some are fun, some are more eclectic. But everything we're putting on in the festival is for everybody to enjoy. Whether you're 5 or 50 or 90, you're going to find something in this festival you're going to enjoy.
Lots of really exciting stuff, including obviously lighting up the city, getting digital arts in all sorts of ways, etc. What's the thing that's floating your boat most about this whole event?
Well, today we've got a massive new commission from Metro Below Dodo, which is a Leicester arts group. Kicks off tonight at the Collection in the Drill Hall, runs right the way through to the 22nd, and we've got four seasons of interactive art. You get to walk through the life of Polly. You meet her when she's 8 in spring. You leave her when she finally passes away at 80 in winter. And those four different installations cover two sites at Drill Hall and Collection.
Looking online, I was particularly impressed with the kind of creativity that's been shown here. We've had everything from sort of like digital installations with puppet theatre and strange sort of activities there on websites and so on and so forth. You must feel very proud, given that it's been a fairly short turnaround since you actually first got the commission to actually run this sort of thing.
It has been a massive challenge, but this is a showcase for Lincolnshire people and the East Midlands artists. We want people to come here every other year from now on, so we've put on a massive show of the talent that's locally based.
Tallulah, you're a fairly firm supporter of the arts. As we say, mentioned the last album, Alive, very much kind of featured conceptual art across the base, etc. What are your thoughts and questions on this little project?
Sounds amazing.
You're overwhelmed, choking with emotion there.
Sounds amazing. I'd love to see the one of Polly from 8 months. Was it 8 months or 8 years? I wasn't quite sure what you said.
80 years.
That sounds amazing. Just her whole lifespan.
It's astounding. But of course, The important thing is you will be coming up to Lincoln on Saturday, October the 15th, performing at the Jolly Brewer. Are you looking forward to it, Tal?
Of course I am.
That's all right. That's great. Because I think, Jodie Orton, will you be there, Jodie?
I certainly will be with my housemates. Yes, I can't wait. Really looking forward to meeting you, Tallulah.
See, it's all there. Oh, sort of the team is there, and there. Sadly, I can't be there myself. It's going to be a wondrous.
Where are you going to be?
Oh, it's just tell you, if you just had a look at the child itinerary and the sort of challenges you're faced with. When I write the memoirs, it'll all come out. Curiously, I'll be sort of about 126 miles north of the whole thing. Barry, back to you with respect to Frequency. I presume it's too late for people to get involved this year, but you said obviously looking at it as being a biannual event, etc. So what's the best way forward in terms of finding out more about this and following it through?
Well, yeah, that's correct. This year, we've, as you said, we started very late in the year. We've got the funding in place, so we've done what we can this year, but this is to put the festival on the map. We'll then have 2 years to commission new work, meet with more artists, and make the 2013 show even bigger.
Splendid stuff. Now, if you've got a few more moments, I think it's only right that Mary, you can actually listen together with our dear listener to a fantastic Tallulah Randall, wonderful piece of music as well, just sort of set the scene. And then you might be able to just have a look through the conceptual, and a few questions for Phil. You might like
actually,
to book
can
up
I just
for 2013.
Say really quickly?
Of course,
Alex,
you can.
I'll say that really quickly. It's actually interesting that we're playing the song that we're about to play because it's a song called Lost in the Way, and actually, it was the only piece on the album which was done by a digital artist, this girl called Joanna, who's Polish, and she created this digital image which was taken from different textures, and she built up this creation, and then from that she got totally immersed in it and ended up making a 4.5 minute video, digital graphic art thing. So yeah, it's kind of synchronous, can't think of the word, the synchronicity at hand that Alex was about to play that track.
Thank you.
Marvellous Mellifluous Musical Magic. You can have that one for free, Tal, if you want to use it as a quote. Jodie, what did you make of that little Tallulah Randall excerpt?
I thought it was great. I love all of Tallulah's songs. That's it, brilliant. Mm-hmm.
We've got them well trained, Tal. It's been sort of about 7 or 8 years since we started getting you up to Lincoln, or we talked about getting you up to Lincoln, and now it's manifesting. So great stuff in that. Barry, what did you make of that?
I thought it was fantastic, and the package that the CD and the DVD come in is amazing.
So it's thumbs up on that base. So it's all looking. Where exactly are we reaching you today, Tal? Because I know you have lots of interesting times and interesting locations.
I'm actually waiting outside a car park.
Yeah.
Because I've got a gig this evening to showcase the Music Week pledge.
Which is fantastic. So which car park are we sort of connecting you with?
It's called the Chelsea Reach Towers, which is just by the embankment, and a friend of mine's lent me his car so I can move never-ending amounts of musical equipment.
Listen, well, you know, don't drop your guitar, that's all I have to say. All crucial stuff on that point of view. Okay, we've got a special little birthday celebration we have to give out to a young man. Would you like to actually do the honours, Tallulah?
Happy birthday to James Fidler.
It is James Fidler. I don't think it's Fidler.
I got it right.
Yeah, absolutely.
Written on my hand. 5 p.m. James Fidler birthday.
There we are. All sorted through on that basis. And I can also tell you that we've got the winners of the competition that we're running on our web package, which was family tickets to this year's Countryside Live at the Yorkshire Harrogate Showground that we're talking about as well. Back to Barry briefly. Every other year, we're going to have this magic of Frequency Festival coming through, working out to obviously 2015 and all sorts of things. Next one, 2013, and so on. So if you sort of feel a little bit lost after the 2012 package, etc., there's more excitement's coming through. Do you think Tallulah is the sort of person that might be getting involved with the festival, Barry?
Certainly, we want to include all kinds of culture and art. We're not. Unlike some festivals, this is very welcoming, very open. So whether you're an acoustic musician who's using digital technology to share their music with the world, or whether you're a cutting-edge digital artist, we just want to see all that work in this festival, yeah.
Chloe, you're relatively new to the area. Which part of the country are you originally from?
I'm actually from Galston, which is quite near Norwich.
Well, there we are, you see. So you see all these celebrations a little bit north of Norwich, from East Anglia up to, obviously, East Midlands. Does this appeal to you?
Yeah, it does. I think I'll have a look around when it comes.
And I didn't actually ask you, what did you make of Tallulah Randall's little piece of music there?
Yeah, I liked it. It was very good. I think I might drag the flatmates down the pub to listen to her.
I think you should. Exactly. Definitely sort of progress on that particular basis. Fantastic. Barry, it's been lovely sort of connecting with your good self. I know you're scooting off and you're being ferried away by the legend that is Joe Asprey. There we are, name-checking all sorts of ways to another scenario. So that's brilliant stuff. Have you enjoyed your little time on the show today?
It's been fantastic, thank you. Can I just tell people the dates and the website, please?
I think that would be crucial.
Okay,
yes.
So festival kicks off tonight with Metro Billo Dodo at Collection and Drill Hall, and that runs through till the 21st, we've got a live concert with some electronica musicians from Touch Records playing at the Cathedral. And then the festival itself runs from the 21st to the 29th across the Drill Hall Collection, various surprise sites in the centre of town and down here at Brayford Pool.
Which is absolutely splendid.
Frequency.org.uk.
I was just going to say, a web address to actually sort of access these sort of things, you can access that. If you listen to this via podcast, obviously one of those will always be passed in time, but others will just be happening, and that's the magic of temporal physics and temporal dynamics. Barry, we salute you. Tallulah, have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic chat with us?
Of course.
Can we look forward to connecting with you again, sort of post your Lincoln visit? And obviously the team, led by Jodie, and probably with Chloe and flatmates, etc., will be there, sort of giving you two thumbs up, and the rest of the team with Andrea at the Jolly Brewer. So can we look forward to connecting with you again in the very near future?
Yes. Yes,
excellent. Well, enjoy your pledge gig tonight. I'm sure it'll be an absolute treat from that point of view. Everything will work out okay from that. We will now attempt to actually go live to Sarah Chase in Frankfurt am Main, in the Republic of Germany. I know, it's global in all sorts of ways. Tallulah.
We're going to Germany next week.
You see, that's synchronicity. That's why we work so well together, Tal. You know, we kind of can connect on that geographical digital world.
Exactly.
Tal, take care. Speak very soon. Cheers now.